We have 8 standard screening stations. Each station is made up of 2 full banners. That isn't a pair there. Those are half and half, the nutrition and sunshine. But you put 2 together, maybe flat behind, alongside of each other, or a little bit of a V. And then it makes just a nice backdrop for us. The 8 screening stations should be arranged in a way, now notice this, that facilitates the flow of the large number of peoples and must take into account the physical characteristics of the hall. Now, these are my older banners here that we were doing one time in Portugal. And they're just, you know, they're just spread around. We're going to put, you know, they're going to walk in this door. We're going to use this room and 2 more behind us. So they walk in this door. Phoebe will give them a personal record. And then they go right over here and they're going to get their height and their weight. And then they're going to go down here and get their blood pressure. And they just go around the room going to the various stations. That's the common way that we normally would arrange things here. Now, arrange things in a way that facilitates the flow. I purposely did not put on these banners an N for nutrition and an S for sunshine and try to make the banners be an acronym of themselves, like they do with creation. They have the C very prominently. You have to put their banners in that order always, or it won't spell creation. My philosophy is people don't care about some of these labels. They want the apple pie, not the label. You see what I'm saying? I want to be able to put the banners where, let's say, like sunshine. I want to have sunshine fairly early in my process because I want their blood pressure before I exercise them on the step test. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But if I did New Start, it would be nutrition, and then it would be exercise. And then it would be water, and then it's going to be sunshine. And I've already got them jogging for 3 minutes on that big step. So that's why I like it that way. Another thing I like it that way is I want you to be free to feel like you're not limited to any. You can start with temperance first if you want to, or any of them, it won't matter. So we want flexibility. Now, again, it's not a criticism that they have it the other way. It's pretty. But mine are very functional that way. Okay, now let's look at the order of things. Let's see. All right, we have two diagrams here, and they're almost the same. But the one we're going to use today is this one, which is the basic. And the difference between the basic and the plus is just whether you do blood screening. The plus is doing glucose and or cholesterol screening, which just means you have another table. Okay? Now, there's not an extra banner for it. You just work it out to put it with some of your other tables. So in the plus program, it just means one more space, and you're going to put whether you do just glucose or you do just cholesterol. Now, let's answer the financial question that came up the other day on finances, because I like to offer the expo for free. It looks good in the paper. You get more PSAs that way and so forth. But who's going to pay for? The only thing that really costs anything would be if you do blood screening. It costs about $1.75 to $1 to do glucose, just to buy the little strips. And you can get them at Walmart and Target or any place. You don't have to go to a drug supply company to get them. Cholesterol is a little different thing. You usually do have to order them from some company. And in your manual, we've given a reference to the company that we've used before. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. The important thing about buying cholesterol strips is where you're going to get some more later. If you buy a cholesterol machine, a little screening machine to do just total cholesterol, it's about $175, $200. Then you own it. It'll last for years. Then you get the strips that go into the machine. But the problem is they only have 6 months longevity, and then they're out of date. So you got to be prophetic to see how many you need. All right? and so get approximately. So there are several ways to not get caught with an extra supply. You could say on your brochure, cholesterol screening free for the first 50 people or the first 100 people. And then you buy 100 and just say, I'm sorry, that's all we have. You don't have to apologize. You could, by the way, now cholesterol strips are about $3 each. $2.50 to $3. So you're going to have $3 or $4 invested between glucose and cholesterol. All right, how to pay for glucose? Well, quite often, your home health people or your community nurses for the county have this equipment and some budget, and if you invite them to join you, they may come in and just do it for free. They will do it for free if they come in and help you. They don't charge. So get them to come and do glucose. You might get a local hospital to do the cholesterols. Try. Look around. But if you end up with it, recently the expo that I had, the doctor came to me, one of my doctors, and said, are you going to do cholesterol? I said, well, I haven't decided yet. I don't know how we're going to pay for it. He says, get it. Don't tell anyone. I'll pay for it. You know, and he said, I want them to have cholesterol. I said, great, we'll do it. So I got the cholesterol strips and we did it. Another way I do it is I put in the brochure, everything's free, asterisk, except cholesterol. And then it's just the basic cost of $3. Yes?
Now, with the cholesterol, are they fasting when they come in?
Well, you can do it either way. But, of course, the best is fasting. And we suggest that they come fasting. But you can give an adjusted reading for it if they've been eating. Yeah. But it's not ideal. Same for glucose. Or did you mean glucose? The cholesterol is not the cholesterol is not a problem, but the I meant to say glucose. Yes. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. They don't usually mind, but then you can't advertise everything's free. So you will have to clarify that point. That's fine.
What I found was if you partner with a local public health department, they will partner with the local public health service, and you have to convince them that what you're doing or that you're doing something that's complementing what they're doing.
Yes.
In the community, and they will be very helpful.
Yes. That's what I say. You want to always ask your local people. And that's why it's so important that you have a good relationship with the county people that in your county. Yes?
I don't see the cholesterol strips. Like, where are you getting them from? Or you said you had a reference here.
Yeah, I thought it was in the book. You're not seeing it?
Well,
it's not in the supply page. No, it's just mentioned somewhere in the text, in the manual, up in the front, in the regular manual. Where... Are there supplies? There's a company called Test Medical. That's probably where I would suggest you go, and that isn't mentioned there. There's a company called Test Medical, and if you Google them, you'll get them. Test Medical, I think they're in Maryland or someplace in the East Coast. They're a very good company. They have a simple machine, a complex machine, anything, and strips, and they're very nice to work with. Yeah. And so they would help you. Test Medical. You know, we used to recommend a certain brand, but we haven't used that brand for years. So I don't know if it's still a good AccuCheck is what we used to use. But I don't do it so much anymore. It's getting... and that's the other thing. We were talking about the finances. So you can... And the other thing is just ask them for a donation and just let them put something in. And then, you know, you're only out a few dollars. The other thing is then you've got to consider the legality of it now. People are more and more concerned, and health departments are more concerned about public blood sticking. And, you know, so there's some countries they don't want you to do out in the public. You've got to come into a lab and do it. But in our country, you still pretty much can do it out in the public. But you need to have proper disposals for the sticks, and everything has to be done carefully. So I always would like to find a lab tech in the church that would do it or a nurse that's used to doing it. And they can borrow from the hospital the little red bucket, you know, and the sharps thing, and bring something like that. Make proper preparation and find out if your state has any restrictions, or you can again find that out from your county health department if there's any issue with that.
And what is your responsibility, like, you know, when you're doing these, if somebody's sugar is too high or too low? Or
well, all we're doing is just making very clear to them that they need to see a physician immediately, and that's all screening can do anyway. Okay? Yes.
Like in a poor community, you have a region, people don't even have like health insurance, you know, like that, and that's where the public need come. What would you, and they say, well, you know, I don't have insurance, I don't have a family doctor, what would you tell them then, or how would you move forward by that point?
You mean if they had a high blood sugar or something?
Like very high blood sugar, you might have blood pressure, and you realize, but like, they haven't health insurance, they're legal in the lungs, like,
I don't know what to tell you, because it depends on the country that you live in, I suppose. Well, in America, just go to the ER. They have to do something. You better go to ER. You got your blood sugar's, you know, 450. You better get there right away. You know, I guess that's what you could tell them. They can't turn you down. Yeah. By the way, I'll jump to another example on charging. We were in Honduras, and we were doing these health expos in 9 locations. We were doing health expo simultaneously, and we told the pastors as we were preparing for this that we would need to charge for them, that we didn't have budget to pay for hundreds and hundreds of, you know, 9 locations. And so they said, "Oh, brother, please find a way to pay for it," because we paid for everything already. Just we're the rich Americans, you know. "Please, brother, find a way to pay for this." I said, "I'm sorry. I tell you what, people have a choice. They can get everything for free, but if they really want the blood screening, that part is they pay for." "Oh, I don't know that our people can afford that." We couldn't. It was funny. It was the pastors that wanted it for free. Everybody paid without a question. It was not a problem. You know, the people, not one person got mad at me and said, "Oh, $3. It was $2 back then. You know, it just wasn't a problem. Not everybody did it, but most people did. And they came up with their $2 and were happy to do it, because for them it was not as common to get it done. All right, let's get into some practice now of how you set up a room. You have a diagram in your manual, right? Each of you have these diagrams, so I'm just going to go over it just so if you have questions. You want to set up a room. I don't care if the room is round or oblong or rectangular. Most of them are going to be like a classroom rectangular, but you've got to have control. You don't want it to be a circus where they could come in any direction, right? You want to have them have an entrance. So we have an entrance here, and that's where your people-friendly greeters are going to be to welcome them and to give them the personal record, and in some cases actually reroute them. If we're overly crowded in one station, we might send them to somebody who's not busy and tell them to come back to that one a little later. But generally, we go in order. Did you get that? Generally, we'd go right around the room. Well, it would be around this way, here. So in this drawing, nutrition would be right there. Somehow I pictured over there today. So they come in, they get their personal record, which is this half sheet of paper. And on that half sheet of paper, it says, "Your personal health record, North American Division Health Summit." And they just put their name on there. They put their first name on, that's all. They're going to keep this. It's not for our record. The one we want comes later. And so they go to nutrition, and in these little boxes, if you're in the nutrition booth, we're not giving food in the nutrition booth. It's just where we're doing the body fat scale and the height chart, which we check their height, and we put that in here, and it says what their weight is, their height, their body fat, and the recommended body fat, what's recommended for their height and weight. And then they go to exercises next. I have these written in New Start order, but they will jump around to where the tables are fixed up. And it's just up to you to find your slot where you're working and put in that they visited you. Now, if you're doing the water booth, there's a lady that's coming to help us, but one of you can help her. You just initial that they've been there. There's nothing that in that case you need to write in. So they get the personal record. Then they go to nutrition. In nutrition, there's personal record. In nutrition, they do the body fat and the height. Then they go on and get their blood pressure. So I want their height and their weight and their blood pressure. So whenever they get to the health age program, they've got that information. We don't have to do it over there. And also, because they've got their blood pressure, we have their pulse rate. When they get to the exercise table, these people don't have to get their resting heart rate. We've already got it. You need to get their exercise heart rate. You'll need to get their recovery heart rate, but it saves you getting the first heart rate. We do it 3 times in that one. This is a busy station in exercise. Pardon?
Height and weight.
Here you do height and weight and blood pressure. We have a body fat scale, and then we have a chart that they stand up against for their weight, their height.
Do you have a chart for the recommended body fat?
Yeah, let me think a minute about the body fat. Is there under, in the section for just for yourselves, screening? Harvard step test, peak flow, the height. Let me think about that. I don't see it there. Yeah. Oh, is it in the handout section?
Yeah, behind the orange
tab. Okay, so we've got a handout we could give them. Thank you. So it's in the handout section in the earlier part, which we actually didn't print for a handout. So we'll just give them that information. But I'm glad you asked that so we could find it. Oh, by the way, while we're at it, in the handout section, we have a medical advisory. I know some of you will appreciate this information. We're not using one today. I don't usually use one. But we do have churches that are paranoid about that they're going to get sued. And maybe your church is one of those. And so if people are uncomfortable, have everybody sign the medical release. It might help you, it might not. I mean, in the crazy legal systems of today, you never know how things are going to work out. But you can use this medical advisory. Particularly those helping us with exercise, that's the only place that we're really at risk when we're doing the step test. And so you do want to ask the person if they have, are people doing the exercise test today, can ask them about their heart history. And so we should be able to at least say that we asked everybody before they did the step test if they had any contraindications for doing it. And if they look pretty shaky, just tell them, look, we're just not equipped to do this. We don't have medical backup here. Why don't you skip that for today and go on to the next station? And you just have to do that firmly. Okay? So from here we go to hydrotherapy. At the water booth, we'll be giving them a bottle of water from here, and we'll also be showing them a little hydro demonstration, a dry run. Exercise is where we do the step test, and then at the air booth, we're going to do the peak flow meter. We'll have two of those, and then over here at the rest table, we will do the anti-stress massage. We'll have a men's table and a women's table. We need 3 men to do that. One of you have already volunteered for the men. We need 2 more men, and we need 6 ladies that would enjoy doing that. And then health age will be the computer. We only have 1 computer. Ideally, we should have 2. I wasn't able to find a printer to go with another laptop, so we're just going to use 1. So I need someone who feels very comfortable with that. Okay. To get the information in quickly, okay.
Is the program PC or Mac available?
It's PC. It'll you can run it on Parallels on Mac, but it's not Mac. It's PC. We looked at doing that. If I could pay the man to make it in Mac, I would. But we don't make much money on it. So 95 out of 100 are happy with the PC so far. Maybe someday we will. In fact, I have someone that's asked me about maybe in Moldova that said they could put it in a Mac for me. So maybe we'll get it done. If I get it done that way, it might work. Then they go to counseling. We have Dr. Guthrie's going to help us this afternoon. We have Katya's invited the dean of the School of Medicine from Maryland. He's going to help. Stoy Proctor, who's just retired from the General Conference Health Department, is going to help. And one other lady from Allegheny, I'm trying to remember her name now. Leah. Leah's going to help. Thank you. So we have good help for counseling. And that's it. And then here's just the list that you have, you know, in your book to say what you do in the different stations, just so that it's written out for you.
What is happening in the counseling booth exactly?
In the counseling booth?
Yeah, like you left your physician or your health person.
Yeah.
What are they doing with the counseling?
Let me read to you. Good question. I'll read to you what I wrote them. Because I figured I better put it in writing, because these guys are just pop in here just about the time we're trying to get started. So I said here, thank you for being willing to volunteer as a health counselor for today's Health Expo. The trust station is the last station in the expo where participants will visit. They should have with them their personal record sheet. You know that one. They should have the health age assessment sheet. And they'll have a variety of half sheets of handouts on New Start that you'll give them one at each station. The two that you're concerned about, if you were counseling, are the first two that have the data on it of what their health age is like and what their blood pressure was, their weight and height. Usually, if a person has any health practice deficiencies, they will usually have more than one. You know, you don't usually get many people that are sixes. And if they're sixes, you're pretty happy anyway. And a few times you'll get someone who does everything, but it's not many. We have found that by referring them to the health age screening results, we can ask them which of the deficiencies listed there that they might see, and the best place for the focus thus usually opens them up to discuss what they're willing to try. So in other words, you can just say to them, oh, I see you have about three areas here, exercise, getting better sleep, not eating between meals. Which one of these do you think would be a good place to start? I mean, because it's easier to say that and then get them to give you feedback, because you don't know if they're willing to do anything at the moment. And so, or if you just say, well, I see you need to get more exercise, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, okay, yeah, I hear you. But if you just ask them, which of those do you think would be the easiest to get started on? And then get them talking and seeing where they're coming from. And then maybe you can address how the other two actually could work together with that. Well, you know, if you were getting more exercise, it'll burn the calories. And think what will happen. You're working on your weight. But if you got more exercise and you stop eating between meals, the two will compound each other and you'll have tremendous results, you know. And you can kind of build on that. Yes?
That would be where you market to the next program.
Yes, and the counselor would tell them, but we don't have any next programs. They didn't do that here. You know, this is just a demo expo and something for the community. But it's hard to do this when we're all coming in as visitors, except for the local people. And if they don't have the vision, you know, then we can't. Yes?
They're saying they want to pick up this register soon and make sure the name is spelled right, because they're going to give us the certificates by noon.
So
the ones who didn't sign in, there's Don McIntosh.
No, it's not here. Well, read any more that you're missing while you're at it. Just a minute. Or just check her off. It's just who else is missing, though?
If you know that the Greg Robinson.
Nope. Okay. You can turn that in. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so then we go on here. Okay, well, we've talked about that. So, but remember, We're just giving you a sample of the 8 or 9. What's the 9th station? Blood screening. So those are the basics. You know, blood pressure, computer health, age, peak flow, height, weight. Those are basics. You'll always want to do those. But keep in mind, you want to add other options wherever you can. If you have a pathologist, if you have a dermatologist, you have a dentist, you have an eye, add those extras, and it just will bring more people.
Question.
Yes. Well, they come in as our help. I don't know what you mean by a vendor, but they're... No, we don't do that. No, no, no. This is a free community service. Yeah, no, no, we don't allow that. Now, we have a lady, Isabel, I couldn't pronounce her last name yet, but Isabel's coming, a dentist, and her husband, maybe, he may be a dentist as well, from the local community, Adventists, and they're going to come and set up this afternoon. So they'll be with us. So I was able to get that. I wasn't able to find a dermatologist or anything else. So, but I was happy. Dentists are easier to get. Dentists tend to be health-oriented more than other health professionals. It just seems to go with their package. I don't know why, but I like that. So that's nice. They want to have, yeah, right. All right. I like to have a kids' corner. In my expo, we won't hear because I just don't have the extra time and help. But like I say, if I'm going to do a whole children's expo, that's another thing. Since typically when I do an adult expo, I'm not at the same time running a children's expo. You could do both if you had enough room and staff. It would be an ideal thing because then the whole family feels there's really something special. But I do advertise that there are children's activities in the adult expo, so they come in for that as well. And so we set up a corner where they can do different things. I know the food pyramid is out and the plate is in. But you can get off the internet pictures of that and have them color them and just have a table with color crayons for younger children. Yes. Yeah, 13? Yeah. I think 12, 13 is fine. Yeah,
all right.
That's a good question. There's the one that you could color in the past. You know, I'm not real happy about the food plate. I think I like the original food pyramid the best because we used to make like a, you know how you make a out of wood. We made a pyramid with the shelves just like the pyramid, and then we'd give the kids a bag of groceries, and we'd explain to them what the food pyramid should be like. And listen carefully because in a minute you're going to have to make one. And then they've got the frame of a food pyramid and we give them a box of groceries and let them try to put where they fit on the shelves. So it was really neat for being interactive. We could do that with the plate. The plate reminds me of the old four food groups because the plate's in four sections except for the one section on the outside, you know. But that's politics. Or something's going on. Yes.
What name on today is the top on the pyramid?
Well, that's it. But they don't do it anymore. See, that's the thing. They have now my plate, and my plate, the top of the pyramid should be oils and sugars, but it almost looks like it has equal. You know, the division of the four plates almost looks quarters. You know, there's slight differences, but you have to look to see that the fruits and vegetables are a little bigger. It's just not a nice job. And I'm sure the Dairy Association had something to do with this thing. I don't know. Okay, we're going to go stop at that. Let's go ahead and answer any questions you might have about our equipment. And let me get you some price sheets now. For How many have not paid, that, just so we have an idea? Just one? Okay, fine. Two? Okay. So if you could just see Phoebe by lunchtime, we'd appreciate it, and we'd get that finished. Oh, here's our... Okay. Would you like to put half on this side? Would you like to pass these out for us on this side, please? I'll take one. Pardon? Yes. Uh-huh. I'm going to go over the supplies right now, and then we'll go to the screening part in just a minute. You what? Oh, okay. No, you'll get to today. This is the first of the nutrition banners. It comes with an aluminum screen, aluminum frame. And it's so nice because everything is self-contained. This pole is like a tent pole with a bungee cord in the middle. So it comes apart, but you can't lose the pieces because it's bungeed together. And it fits right back in here inside. So it's all one piece when you're done. I like to tell people, the volunteers that are helping with the expo, that you folks, you know, tell your team that are helping you, you can help us with everything in the expo. Set up the tables, put the literature out, but only Phoebe and Chuck are going to put the banners up and down, or Joe and Sally. Why do I do that? Well, because there's a lot of spring tension. I mean, I'm having to really grip this. I had a lady the other day, I was at a camp meeting teaching this, and she decided to help me without asking, and she came up and grabbed this thing off, and it just pulled it right out of her hand. She didn't realize how strong the it's not gravity. There's a spring under there like a window shade, and it's tugging to pull this down because it wants to keep it tight so it looks nice and smooth. So, and she just dropped it, and fortunately, it didn't rip the top off, but it often can do that. So, you know, they'll last you for years if you limit how many people can handle them. I'm just telling you. So then you see how easy it is to go ahead and then put that in the back, close this up. We supply a canvas carry bag for it and a box to put it in, each one individually. And that's it. This set, there's two ways to look at the price. No, there's two prices, what I meant to say. And you look at it like you want. Okay. To get just the banners mounted in the frames, which means 16 banners and frames, is $13.95. To get about $300 worth of screening equipment for $200, it's $15.95. So it's $13.95 for the 16 banners and frames, and that's right there right here. And $15.95 is the package that most people buy, because you're getting nearly $300 worth of equipment. I'll show you that now. Phoebe, would you put this back up for us, please? When you order the starter equipment, here, I'm sorry, I had to get behind you. Didn't realize it. This is what you'll get from us. Okay. You get the peak flow meter, which is designed originally for an individual to use at home to practice expanding their lungs. But it holds up for years as a screening tool. We've used them for many, many years. And anything that I have in this box, if you want to buy extras, you can buy them individually. You don't have to buy the package. We try to do it any way you want it. But you save money. It costs $35 for one of these. And a person blows into this. You have two permanent mouthpieces, one for a child, a little narrower, and then the adult one. And but we don't use that with the public because we can't share mouthpieces, just like you don't share spoons. So we give you, to start with, 100 disposable mouthpieces in the package. And then we keep a stock of these on hand so you can call us anytime and get more. They're $25 a 100, and it's all on your list. Or a box of 500 is $100, which gives you 100 of them for free instead of buying them by the 100. For some of you from foreign countries, how are you going to get the mouthpieces to keep going in another country? Well, if you're in a country where people are a little bit more tolerant of sanitation, what we do for them is we, catch this now, you take this adult mouthpiece, which has a slight taper, and you do use that. And then you go to, I don't know if you have Lowe's or Home Depot, but we did in the Dominican Republic, we were able to buy PVC pipe there. You get a length of PVC pipe, they usually come in 10-foot lengths, and you get the 1-inch, but not Schedule 40. Schedule 40 is the heavy, thicker one that normally you use for most applications, like for water pipes. But if you get the thin-walled pipe, 1-inch thin-walled pipe, and then you take a hacksaw or a snippers and you cut it into 2-inch sections, you'll have about 50 of them. And now you have a dishwashable, reusable mouthpiece. And you take that piece of PVC, it will not fit directly on here. It doesn't quite have the right size, but it will fit on this taper. So you just leave this on all the time and put on that PVC piece, and then they blow into it, and you take that one, you put it in your dishwater soap and bleach solution. Now, we don't do this in this country. I don't know why we can't, but people don't feel good about that. Now, they'll go to a restaurant and use other people's silverware over again that went to the dish. Huh? These are not washable. They're cardboard. We did wash them in Honduras for a while. We were desperate. One country in Moldova, they take this one and they put a piece of paper around it for each person, so you get a new piece of paper. It's not real nice either, but you don't live in Moldova, so they always have to improvise. We will when we demonstrate it. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. When we get into demonstrating it, I'm just showing you what's in the box. I'm trying to sell you something right now. All right.
So if you are going to be doing this, if you will, as a
health expert,
you wouldn't be able to use it.
You wouldn't be able to what? You have 100, and then you can get some more. They're not that expensive. Or you can, if you're in a country where you can use the plastic pipes, you can do that instead. This you put up, this is a 2-meter or 6-foot height chart. It's nicely designed. It has centimeters on one side and inches on the other. A lot of people are not sure about their height, or they just enjoy having you take it anyway. We're going to put it on that board over there, and we'll have that on there. So they can, and it's just again something attractive to have on your thingy. Would you roll that up for me? Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Here is the program: Discover Your Health Age. How old are you according to your health habits? Now we supply either a CD version of it or a downloadable version. The CD version is when you get it, that's it. The price is $69, but it's included in the kit. But if you buy the newer version, and we're happy to give you either. I'm just telling you that this is our original version. It works fine. It gives you the same results, but we did have the new one written that is now downloadable, and that one is updatable. So anytime we do something to fix it better, and the next time you happen to be online with your computer, and you open that program, it'll say, would you like to update? And then you can update, and it just puts it in a couple seconds, and you get the newest versions. So any improvements we make in the next few years, you get them free. Okay.
It's 6'6" and a half.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it 6'6" and a half?
Yes.
Thank you for helping me out. Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay. I forget some of the details. Okay. Oh, I didn't see in here, Phoebe, a massage. I wonder. Anyway. Oh, that is the massage one. Okay, sorry. So this is the massage DVD. So you can train your church members with the DVD on the screen and have them practice the health, have them practice the massage with this going on. So just put this on and get everybody teamed up and you can practice. And here's your body fat scale, the Omron. Now, if you live in a country that uses ketograms, then you don't want the Omron scale. You want our Tanita scale. We stock both of them. And that, because that one has a switch on it, and you can do ketograms or pounds or stones if you want. Pardon? The Tanita scale? T-A-N-I-T-A. Okay. Did I put the manual someplace? Or was it? I don't think it was under. Oh, yeah, it's there underneath. Okay. And the peak flow. Okay. The banners come in different languages. We normally stock Spanish and always English. And like I say, they're $15.95 for the whole package. This plus 16 of those. Or $13.95 without this, if you don't need screening equipment for some reason. But most people all get the screening equipment. Questions about the materials? Now, on the pricing, in case you have to sell this to your church, and they say, oh, that's a lot of money. Well, one banner, if you go price it, any printer in this country, you go price making one banner and give them your artwork, it's $250. Maybe $200 if you shop around per banner. With a frame, maybe $250. So you multiply that by 16, and you're talking $4,000 or $5,000 is what it would cost. So when I give it to you for $13.95 without the screening equipment, do you understand we've made it that's a missionary price? So period. Okay, that's a good deal, and your church needs to realize that's a good deal. You're getting a lot of value for that price. Okay. Yes. Yes. It doesn't matter to us either. With same price.
Even for the manual that comes with the kit, is it like this one?
It is.
Is it easier to open it?
No, it's exactly the same. Yeah. Yeah. You could switch it over yourself for those that wanted to, but okay. All right. Now, I have the one set here today that we're going to be using. So if anybody is local, wants to buy a set today, I have one set here. We have one additional set that is discounted $400. It's also here. And it's never been used. It's brand new. It was printed on a different material that I tried for a while, and I found this. I liked it better. The other material is good, but this is better. And I can show you that if anyone's interested. It's $9.95 instead of $13.95 without the starter kit. And if you want the starter kit, we can put that with that particular one for $200 more. But that one's $9.95. And I've got that one set here. It's the only one I have left. So if anyone is interested in that. If anyone was interested, if you're from one of the islands and you can't take all that back with you, because one set of banners is these four boxes. That's what it takes. There's four in each box here, and that's what we'd have to ship to you. And usually it's about $150 to ship this FedEx Ground to somebody in the United States. But I do have... a set here. I have two sets. One is in vinyl and one is in fabric with grommets in the four corners. So it's the exact same artwork and everything, but instead of having a frame, we have four grommets in the four corners, which means you would tie them up or you'd make your own frame and so forth. And those are available for $500 for just the banners. So we happen to have two of those sets. One's printed on vinyl, which is very durable, and one's lightweight fabric, and also durable. So they're just some options. We don't normally sell these extra miscellaneous things, but we experimented just to see what's available and how it looks and how it works. Yes? Right. Yeah, we don't, because we don't know where people live, so we didn't anticipate it. Pardon? Yes, you sure can. But we'd love to have someone take one today. The body fat analyzer? Okay, she asked, how does the body fat scale work? The when you stand on the body fat scale, you need to touch it with some skin. Men need to have their socks off. You can't have and ladies, you can't have a heavy sock on because that insulates you. You can have nylons on. It's able to sense through that. Thank you. So this one, when you stand on it, it has four little AA batteries in it, and it gives electrical impedance. It checks against your tissue the resistance, not that you don't feel it, but there is an impulse there that you're reacting to as you stand on the scale, and it is able then to estimate your percentage of body fat. That's that, and it's quite accurate. You can spend $500 and go through a water weighing type system, you know, that displaces the water to figure that out, and it's not going to be a lot different. So there are also handheld ones that you can do the same thing with, and some people like that because they don't have to take their shoes off. I don't like it because I want to get their weight as well. And the lower extremities, you know, you have a lot of muscle and body mass in your legs and your hips that this tends to get better than the handheld one. So I think it's a little bit more accurate. If you want to have fun and you have both, then what if you get that someone's got 30% body fat with the handheld and they got 27% body fat with the stepping one, then I just average the two together. You know, it shouldn't be significantly different. It should be pretty similar. Now, that's just an overview. And if you read the handout on it that we've written up, there's more detail. And when you get the scale, there's a whole manual with it that has lots of points in it for you. So that's that particular one. Any questions on the materials before we move on to something else? Okay. Yeah, it's easy to use. All right, we're going to go ahead then and start working. We'll give you a break for 10 minutes, and when we come back, I'm going to work with this half of the group on one of our screening procedures, probably the exercise test. And Phoebe's going to work with this half on body fat. And then we'll switch so that you all get a chance to see the different material. And then after the exercise, then I'll be working on computer health age, and she'll be working with you for peak flow meters.
This media was produced by Audioverse for the NAD Health Summit. If you would like to learn more about the NAD Health Summit, please visit www.nadhealthsummit.com or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.